wish we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-S-L-R-E-G-R-E-A-T. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith.
We need some more coffee, too, Ma.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. I guess that means we gotta do without apples this week.
I don't know how you managed to make ends meet, Ma.
Oh, I'm lucky. I was brought up in a depression.
Irene says your depression was like our inflationary recession.
Well, my mother always said, watch the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves.
Well, she must have been right. The dollars must be taking care of themselves because we ain't got them.
Gloria! Gloria!
What is it, honey?
Guess what? I got one of my final grades.
Is it an A?
It's an A.
Oh! Well, congratulations.
Thanks, Ma.
See, Ma, I told you I married a genius.
Oh. As Mike and Gloria hug, Archie comes home. He scowls.
Ah, geez, look at this. You want to get these two bronzed.
Got an A in one of his courses.
Whoopie-doo. With an A on your report card and a quarter, you can buy a Hershey bar.
I know you're thrilled, Arch, but you don't have to overdo the congratulations.
Step aside, huh?
You know you're getting crabbier every day. I don't remember the last time you walked into this house with a smile on your face.
Well, that's because the last time I walked into this house with a smile on my face, you wasn't living here.
Phone company.
I took care of the argument just like you always do with the phone company. I give them a swell argument and lost. But the thing that really boiled me up was coming down in the elevator. I ran into this crabby dame. You know what she has the nerve to say to me? I wish you'd put out your cigar because the smoke offends me.
Maybe she had a breathing problem.
Sure she had a breathing problem. You should have seen the nose on her.
Archie settles in his chair with a fresh cigar.
Looked like she was playing a saxophone.
Well, maybe she just wasn't used to the smell of cigar smoke. I remember when we was first married, I had to spray the room every night after you smoked, but you couldn't get used to the smell of the spray.
So you had to get used to the smell of cigars.
No, I had to get used to not saying nothing about it.
Archie puffs away.
You know what I got used to whenever I come into the house?
A kiss.
I was thinking of something foamy in a can.
Oh, you mean beer?
Beer,
yeah.
Oh,
sure, I'll get you some right away.
So that's what you're really upset about? Because some lady in an elevator said she didn't like the smell of your cigar?
That's right. And I told the lady if she didn't want to inhale my cigar smoke, then she really ought to shut her face.
Surprised she didn't have you reported.
She did. She did to the guard downstairs when the elevator got there. She told him the whole story. Made him write the whole thing down. He took my name and address and everything. Told him he's going to fine me
$50. Well, that's right. They got a law now against smoking in elevators.
Well, to that law, I would say, lucky for me, the guard was a straight guy. After the dame took off, I give him one of my cigars. He ripped up the report.
Boy, oh boy, and you're the one who's always preaching law and order.
That is for the criminals, little girl. Law and order should not ruin the lives of law-abiding people. Yeah. No, I describe to a higher law there, meathead, God's law, and God intended man to smoke.
My mother always said if God intended people to smoke, he would have put chimneys on their heads.
Your mother didn't know nothing. She didn't even want you to marry me.
Wait a second. God intended man to smoke?
Certainly. Why do you think God planted tobacco? To make salads, you dope you? has to smoke. Everything God planted is for man to use.
Then what about marijuana?
God didn't plant marijuana, little girl. It was your Mexican bandage, don't know.
The new laws, because I don't think people should be allowed to smoke in elevators and movies and restaurants, because it really does bother the other people that don't smoke.
Ah, what are you talking about? The only people it bothers are a bunch of pains in the necks that don't want the rest of the world to enjoy themselves. Well, I've been smoking around here for years, and up to now, I ain't heard no complaints from my loved ones.
I complained.
Archie curls his lip at Mike.
Well, I'm complaining too, Daddy. I hate your cigar smoke. El Stinko.
Little girl, let me tell you, there's an old saying, never bite the hand that feeds your husband. Take a lesson from your mother over here. She learned to love my cigar smoke, right, Edith?
No, I didn't.
Ah, who cares anymore?
Well, Arch, you gotta have respect for other people's feelings.
I got respect for everybody's feelings. In the Constitution, we're supposed to have respect. You all got a right to the pursuit of happiness there. And if I want to pursue happiness with a cigar in my kisser, then you got to respect that.
What are you saying? Cigar smoking is an inalienable right?
It's for aliens. It's for the native born. Smoke. Now, let me give you a little history, the kind that you don't find in the history books.
Naturally.
Yeah. You know, if it wasn't for guys like me, smokers, there wouldn't be no America.
You want to blow that past me again?
Sure. You heard of your Washington, your Jefferson?
The names ring a bell.
Yeah, well, they was what you call planters. Planters were guys who used to raise cigars. If smokers like me buying the cigars from Jefferson and Washington, two of them guys would have went broke. There wouldn't have been no revolution against the English.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have no Jefferson High School or George Washington Bridge.
Daddy? You know what your cigar smoke is doing to my hair? It gets in there, and then Michael says he can't stand the smell of it.
What's his nose doing in your hair?
It's like when he's hugging me, stops right in the middle of a hug, and he says, Gloria, your hair smells like the inside of a cab.
If he's got such a terrific sniffer, why don't he sniff out a job for himself?
What if you gave up cigar smoking, Archie? Remember that quiz you took a couple of weeks ago? It said that you could add years to your life.
It's not just your own health, Arch. Doctors are saying that non-smokers are getting sick from inhaling the stuff that's puffed at them all day.
You know what I'm getting sick of? I'm getting sick of the whole crowd of you yapping about this, so shut up.
Gloria grabs the cigar and sticks it in her mouth, puffing at him.
Look at your daughter. Look at your daughter over here. This is a disgrace.
Gloria, honey, come on, take it in. You're going to make yourself sick.
Give me that cigar before you puke.
How can you smell those filthy things?
See what they do to you? Well, who the hell told her to do that? A girl ain't supposed to smoke a cigar.
It isn't good for anybody.
Oh, come on. That's just propaganda put out by some of these big companies. They make a lot of money out of no smoking.
What companies?
The companies that put out the no smoking sign.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
Come on, Edith, get some lunch on the table here.
Oh, wow. That's something else, Archie. They say if you give up smoking, you'll find out what your food really tastes like.
Come on, I can taste my food. What's left of it after the meathead gets done?
Quit. Gloria, you're wasting your time. He's not going to quit smoking. He's just like an alcoholic or a dope addict.
Yeah. Oh, not a dope addict.
Come on, look at him. He's hooked on cigars.
I get unhooked with something of cigars like that.
Sure. That's what all addicts say, Art. You couldn't go 24 hours without smoking.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't think you could go 24 minutes without eating.
Michael has character, Daddy. He could go a whole day without eating if he wanted to.
Well, Archie has character, too. He could go a whole day without smoking if he wanted to.
Damn right.
Damn wrong. You'd go nuts without a cigar stuck in your face.
Let me tell you something. When I was in the big war, WW2, there was many the time. We'd go for days on end without no smokes and the bullets whistling over our heads. What I could do back then in Foggia, Italy, I can do right now in Queens, New York.
Prove it.
What? I got money, says, that I can go a whole day without smoking, but you can't do a whole day without eating.
Are you kidding me?
I got the money.
Take the bet, Michael, take it.
Oh, no, I'll take the bet. I'll take the bet, but I think one day is too easy. Why don't we make it 2 days?
Oh, Mike, you'll starve to death.
No, I've been thinking about fasting, you know, like Gandhi or Cesar Chavez. They do it for weeks on end. It cleanses the body. All you need is water. Yeah. What do you say, 2 days?
How much?
You name it.
Well, I'll make it easy on yourself. Say $5.
Why don't you make it 10?
Well, you want to be a wise guy? Let's go the whole route. We make it 20.
You're on.
You're on. And here's my $20 bill right here. Eat it. You hold the steaks here. All right, now where's yours? Get it up.
Gloria, could you loan me $20? Come on, you're not going to lose it.
I don't know. 2 days is a long time without food.
It's not going to take that long, Gloria, because your father's not going to be able to last that long.
Yeah, you're right. I'll get the money.
Oh. I ain't sure this is a good idea.
Oh, it's going to be fine. All right, so the bet goes from right now right through breakfast Monday morning, and I'm going to keep a beagle eye on you the whole weekend.
Don't worry about me, Arch. You just worry about yourself, because I'm not letting you out of my sight.
Ah. Here's the money, Ma.
Now I'm going to synchronize the watch. 12 o'clock noon, and this is it.
Archie stubs out the cigar.
Oh, it's lunchtime. I better get it on the table.
Mike reconsiders.
Getting awful hungry here. Wait for lunch.
Maybe we should start after lunch.
Oh, no. None of that crapola. I snuffed out my cigar over there, and now it's time for you to snuff out your appetite.
No problem, Arch.
In bed, Archie lies on his back, hands clasped on his chest. Mike enters in pajamas, carrying a pillow. With a sigh, he lumbers to the other side of the bed. Archie studies him, tight-lipped. Mike fluffs the pillow into place, then gets in under the blanket.
Good night, Arch.
Wait a minute. Before you go to sleep, I want to tell you something. That this is the goofiest thing that ever happened underneath my roof. And it took you to think it up.
Arch, this is the only way this thing is going to work. We don't trust each other.
All right, get over there. Get way over. I don't want you touching me.
Arch, I'm almost off the bed. I might as well be sleeping on the floor.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad idea. So you had a little delicacy left in you.
Mike turns on his side, the bed shaking. Then he kicks his legs to turn over onto his stomach. Archie holds his head up as the mattress bounces up and down.
Will you stop thrashing around? It's like I was in bed with a trapped animal.
I'm not used to sleeping on this side of the bed.
Well, when I sleep with Edith, my wife, I sleep on this side of the bed.
Well, when I sleep with Gloria, I sleep on that side of the bed.
But you are sleeping now with the guy that owns the bed. Get over there and shut up.
Mike settles on his side of the bed. Archie shuts his eyes and rests his cheek on the pillow. Mike gazes blankly past Archie. Archie slowly opens his eyes, facing Mike. As Mike stares absently, Archie cocks his brow, then squints at him.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. Go to sleep.
I can't sleep with a person looking at me.
Then roll over.
No, you roll over.
I can't sleep on my left side. My sinus won't drain.
Are you telling me that your sinus is draining in this bed? You mean that I'm sleeping with a guy with a leak?
The next day in the kitchen.
It's terrible in there. It's like being in a cage with a couple of tigers.
I know. Nothing good ever came of that.
Oh, a day and a half without food. I don't know how Michael's managed it so far. And I don't know how Daddy's getting on without a cigar.
Oh, easy. Every time he wants a cigar, he yells at me instead.
Come on, Daddy. You don't have to follow him everywhere he goes. He can be trusted.
Are you kidding? After 36 hours without eating, he'd go through this icebox like Typhoon Mary.
Just getting another glass of water, all right?
Yeah, well, see, the water's all you get, too. I'm the only one that's allowed to eat around here. And, oh, boy, look at this refrigerator, how full it is.
Close the door, will you?
You don't like the sight of all that delicious chow in there, huh?
Oh, Daddy, stop that. That's not fair.
Thanks, Gloria.
It's all right, honey. Daddy, if you had any sense at all, you'd admit how much better you feel for not having a cigar.
Oh, don't mention that, will you? I'm trying to forget about cigars.
Try to think about how nice the house smells without them.
Feed it to me, it smells like some kind of a sanitarium. But not for long. I'm going to be puffing soon here.
Oh, Daddy, come on. You've given it up for a day and a half. Why don't you admit that you can give it up altogether and then Michael can eat?
What are you talking about? He can eat any time he wants. To tell him go ahead and eat.
Sure, and lose the bet. Can't you see how weak he looks?
Starving, huh, meathead? Have a raspberry.
Where you going?
Going out for a walk.
Hey, you're going out for a walk, sure, so you can buy some cigars. Oh, nothing doing. I'm walking with you.
How with the walk, then? I'll go up to the toilet.
Wait a second. You going to the bathroom? Maybe I can save you a little trip, Arch. If you were looking for this.
He waves a cigar.
Where'd you get that?
Found it in a spare roll of toilet paper.
What a crazy place for a cigar.
Yeah, it is a crazy place. It's almost as crazy as putting a cigar over here on a windowsill. You know why another crazy place you could put a cigar? Up here on a door ledge. You were trying to cheat, Arch.
You can't prove that, buddy. How do you know that them cigars wasn't here when I bought the damn house?
Daddy, you're supposed to play fair. Oh. Michael is, and this is no picnic for him, you know.
Don't say picnic, Gloria.
I'm sorry, honey.
Don't say honey, Gloria.
Where's my little box of chocolate miniatures here?
Don't say chocolate, Daddy. Besides, you ate them all.
Don't say eight, Gloria.
Oh, like a white eight, huh? Well, I'll say eight.
Cut it out.
Honey.
Hey.
Picnic.
Stop that. Hamburger. Don't say that. Hot dog.
Can I?
Archie, how can you eat? You just had dinner.
Dinner was so delicious, I'm going to have it all over again. Look at the beautiful beef stew we made here.
He sweeps the bowl under Mike's nose.
Oh, yeah. Some of that superb potato salad.
Mike sways.
I nearly forgot the delicious whipped chocolate pudding here.
Mike wipes his brow.
Pudding, take a whip of that there. Start with the chocolate pudding.
Archie, if you eat that, you'll bust.
What do you mean? Where can a guy eat a gorgeous meal like this and win $20 at the same time?
You're a cruel man, Arch.
And now, since I don't like to eat alone, why don't you sit down and have a glass of water with me?
You think you're going to break me down, don't you? You think so, huh, pal? But you're going to break before me, buddy.
No.
There you are.
Oh, my God. Now, look where he's going. He's looking for food. He's rooting in the drawer of the sideboard. I think he's going to eat a deck of cards. Look at this guy. I think his tongue is hanging out of his eyes. This $20 is almost mine. You can't wait to eat there, can you, meathead?
No, but I know what you can't wait for. After you eat, you always like a nice cigar.
He waves one under Archie's nose.
Come on, isn't it? Your stomach's all full, but the lungs are saying, where's the smoke? Send down the smoke.
Don't tell me nothing. Yeah. I boss over my own.
Oh, you breathe in hard, Arch. You got to fill that hole somehow.
I ain't got no hole. He's going berserk here. You know what he needs? He needs a fix. Give him a shot of that chocolate pudding here. How about that, huh?
How about this?
How about
How
what?
About this?
As Mike puffs, Archie leans into the smoke.
I'm going to keep smoking. poking at you like you've been eating me.
How about this, huh?
Archie holds out a spoon of pudding while Mike blows in his face.
Get out of here. You lost me, Head. Quick,
you lost. Get out of here. You lost.
No, ain't broken. Don't never give up.
Well, M. Stivick don't never give up.
Well, G. Stivick is giving up. Give me that. And E. Bunker is giving up. Now, you two will stop this back.
Wait a minute.
If you eat at the same time that you smoke, then neither one of you will have to lose your $20.
That's right. Now, both of you, stop the bet right now.
What are you talking about? I ain't going to stop a bet. I nearly got the bet won. I got him hanging on the ropes here. Why should I? You want to quit?
I'll quit if you quit.
Well, I'll quit if you quit first.
No. We do it the same time.
All right. Where's the chocolate pudding?
I got the pudding.
All right, give me a cigar.
All right, here.
Not that one from his mouth.
Right here.
No, not them either. They're the cheap chewing kind. Here, I got the puffing kind right.
Archie pulls a cigar from his sock.
Hi, it's just like Jack Lemmon in the days of wine and roses. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
All Mike right. dips the spoon as Archie lights a match.
Two, three, go.
Mike eats, but Archie just holds the match.
You started eating before I started puffing here, man.
No, that's no fair!
Oh, look at me, I'm no fair. His mouth's full of pudding there. Let me tell you something, buddy. You gotta get up awful early in the morning if you're gonna...
The match burns Archie's fingers. While Archie doubles over in pain, Mike digs into the chocolate pudding. Directed by H. Wesley Kenny. Written by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Associate producer George Sunga.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated, CBS. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.